Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Nominations for the 2025 Drama League Awards were announced today by Sarah Hyland and Orville Peck. The oldest theatrical honors in the United States, the Drama Leagues celebrate the best of Broadway and off-Broadway theater. Winners are chosen by the entire theater community, league members nationwide who attend Broadway and off-Broadway performances. The main stem was very well represented this morning. Among the nominees for Outstanding Production of a Play are English, Good Night and Good Luck, John Proctor is the Villain, Oh Mary, The Picture of Dorian Gray, Purpose, and Stranger Things, The First Shadow. Eureka Day, Glengarry Glen Ross, Home, Othello, Romeo and Juliet, and Yellow Face are all included for Outstanding Revival of a Play. For Outstanding Production of a Musical, Broadway is represented by Boop, Buena Vista Social Club, Dead Outlaw, Death Becomes Her, Just in Time, Maybe Happy Ending, Operation Mincemeat, Real Women Have Curves, Smash, and Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends. Floyd Collins, Gypsy, The Last 5 Years, Once Upon a Mattress, Pirates, The Penzance Musical, and Sunset Boulevard were all nominated for Outstanding Revival of a Musical. The Drama Leagues are also known for the Distinguished Performance Award, which an actor can only win once in their lifetime. Last year's recipient was Sarah Paulson. Over 50 nominees from performances on Broadway and off make up this year's category. The 2025 Drama Leagues will be awarded May 16th at the Ziegfeld Ballroom in New York City. Speaking of Sarah Paulson, she and Wendell Pierce will be revealing this year's Tony Award nominees next Thursday, May 1st. The two of them will be announcing live from Sofitel, New York, to be streamed on the Tony Awards official YouTube page at 9 a.m. Eastern, with a small smattering of categories initially revealed on CBS Mornings at 8:30. As previously announced, Cynthia Erivo will host the Tony Awards ceremony from Radio City Music Hall, scheduled for June 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and streaming on Paramount+. Last night, Floyd Collins officially opened at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater, with a cast including Jeremy Jordan, Jason Gotte, Taylor Trench, and Lizzie McAlpine, among others. The musical by Adam Gettle and Tina Landau tells the true story of the titular Kentucky cave explorer who got trapped in one, inciting rescue efforts which resulted in the first American media circus. Reviews were mixed to positive. Laura Collins Hughes reviewed for the New York Times and gave it a critic's pick, calling it a glorious-sounding new production in which Jordan is thoroughly winning. Lincoln Center Theater's vast and airy Broadway stage becomes an exalted evocation of the enormous cavern that Floyd discovers, delighting in its echoing acoustics just before he gets into his ultimately fatal jam. Floyd Collins runs through June 22nd. Redwood has announced that its original Broadway cast recording will release May 13th on digital and streaming platforms, June 13th physically, and July 25th on vinyl. The new musical stars Idina Menzel in her return to Broadway and features an original score by Kate Diaz and Tina Landau. Inside the District has a first listen of Menzel singing In the Leaves. In your life. The full song is now streaming, and the entire album is now up for pre-order on Amazon and Apple Music. Redwood continues at the Niederlander Theater. And finally today, Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, April 20th. Total gross soared by 15%, with attendance rising by 9%, as it was a holiday week culminating with Easter Sunday, and more visitors were in town. All but 4 shows last week reported an increase in their receipts, and there were 8 week-long sellouts. Jordan Fisher joined the cast of Moulin Rouge as their next Christian. The hit musical took in $1,374,676 at the Al Hirschfeld. It also currently stars Boy George as Harold Ziegler through May 25th. On the heels of its digital cast recording release last Thursday, Death Becomes Her made $1,137,421, playing to 93% audiences at the Lundfontein. The musical also announced today it will be embarking on a multi-year national tour, launching September 2026 in Cleveland, Ohio. In its first full week of previews, Dead Outlaw grossed $405,410 at the Long Acre to 98% audiences. Opening night is April 27th. And the new play, John Proctor is the Villain, saw a post-opening bump after near-unanimously positive reviews, making $495,710 at the booth. It runs until July 6th. At the top of the leaderboard were Usual's Good Night and Good Luck, Wicked, Othello, The Lion King, and Glengarry Glen Ross. As a whole, Broadway made $50,874,940 for the week, the highest-grossing non-holiday season week in Broadway history. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.